Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, the Yankees just cap off a, I'll say, quite successful homestand against both the Detroit Tigers and the Houston Astros. Almost came away 6-0 there, but of course, you know, 5-1, you'll certainly take that. And of course, you know, Tigers, of course, sweeping them, but of course, the Houston Astros, which I understand is not your typical Houston Astros, but still taking a 2 out of 3, and again, right so far, just dominating them in this 2024 season. So, look at the homestand. Go back on a couple things, especially during the Detroit series, you know, Judge's first ejection. Kind of got into the latest YouTube episode, but I'll at least mention it briefly there, because, you know, it is somewhat of a milestone moment. So, a lot of good stuff for this episode. So make sure you subscribe to this podcast if it's your first time listening. And as I mentioned before, there's a YouTube version of the show, a visual version of the show. Just dropped the episode a couple days ago. A lot of stuff relevant, mainly about these umpires, what's going on with the Yankees. You know, it's over last season. Remember Boone getting kicked out a bunch of times. And then this time this season, you know, that issue with Hunter Wendelstedt, which I really didn't get into because, you know, look, umpires throwing players out is kind of like, even though he had the sort of caveat of the fan being the one that really caused the whole thing, didn't get into that. But of course, now the judge, the Yankee captain of all people, getting tossed out of a game, just kind of reflecting on those umpires. So yeah, make sure you go over to the YouTube channel as well. Check out that episode and subscribe. So a couple weeks ago, you know, obviously the offense wasn't terrific after getting off to a good start. I said, don't worry, it's coming around a little bit, and you are seeing things coming around. One of the good things about this home series that, yeah, Judge got his first ejection, which is not really good, but nevertheless, but you saw see him really start hit the ball, and it really wasn't, you know, people might say, well, the ejection was kind of his low point, and he's been good for there. He was hitting a little bit better even before that point, and in fact, even in that game, had a couple of hits in that game, a game the Yankees would ultimately win anyway. But you see Judge in the last 12 games hitting a little over 300. Well, you see him now going with the long balls, hitting some bombs. Hit one in the finale against Houston, a real bomb there to, I guess, left center. So it looks like he's really getting into stride now. And even Stanton, impressive about him in this homestand against Houston. You see what those, you know, typical Stanton laser shots were. That's when you know he's going good. When he kind of just drives the ball, it just looks like it's just going to be a single, maybe a double, but this keeps going, goes right over the wall. So when Stanton's doing that, you know he's hitting well. He also hit one game before that, also in the second deck. So looks like he's doing well after, again, he got off to a slow start, was good, cooled off a little bit, but now he's getting it going. In fact, the middle game, I believe, of the Houston series, when you had the big three, Stanton, Judge, and Soto all going yard. We haven't really seen that consistently so far now with a month and a little change into the season. So you just see, again, the potential of the Yankee offense. It looks like it's rounding the form. So a lot of good stuff from the Yankees. And they almost took the final game against Houston. It would have been nice. You know, they only lost 4-3. So, hey, look, it's Houston, and they're going to win a game. So, you know, there's only so many games you could win against them. I mean, you want to even go back to late 2023. They swept them in Houston those final three games. That's what the Jason Dominguez joined the team. But then, obviously, started in Houston this season, beat them 4 times there. So, you know, at that point, you know, coming into the series, the Yankees were, you know, at least 7-0 in their last 7 meetings against Houston, and then take the first 2 games here. So now you increase that to 9-0 if you want to go back there. So at some point, you're going to lose the game there. So, hey, look, they lost the last one, but they had a shot to really tie it there in the ninth. You know, Gleyber Torres, of all people, is still struggling. Gets a hit off of Josh Hader, which you're not expecting there. You know, so the Yankees had a runner on with nobody out, but unfortunately, Hader was able to sort of buckle down and get out of any jam there. So, look, the Yankees dropped the last one. But overall, you'd say it was a good recovery after, you know, stumbling a little bit in Camden Yards. Also good to see that Rendon, who been scuffling a little bit after he got off to a good start this season, you know, have a strong start at home there. And, of course, anytime you could beat up Verlander, you like to see that there. So it's hard to say if the Yankees slayed the dragon with the Houston Astros, because this is not your typical Houston Astros team. Obviously, they're down. They're like, you know, they're a little under 10 games on the 500 there. You would assume at some point they'll get it together and get on a little bit of a roll. I mean, you know, they were in the playoffs last season there. So it's hard to see that the bottom completely fell out. Plus, you know, again, you add a closer like Hader, but still it doesn't seem like it helped that much there. Again, the way things are rolling right now in 2024, it looks like Houston won't even make the postseason there. So any dragon slaying might be happening right now. And again, look, Yankees are really good spot so far this season against them. Again, at 6-1. So hey, you know, maybe down the road, if Houston somehow slips in as a wild card team or whatever, if somehow they get the division, well, you know, these wins against them are going to count in the standings. You know, who's going to be a first seed, second seed. So again, these are still good wins to get, and it's still Houston. It still feels good to beat them, even though it's not the same Houston, you know, Astros from years past. It's still them. You got the names in there like Altuve and Alvarez and Verlander and so forth. So all good stuff there, and also good to see that Luis Gil, you know, he was matched up against Verlander there, a little sloppy, gave up a first inning home run to Tucker there. You know, did issue 4 walks, but again, able to hold down the fort, give the Yankees 6 strong innings, just kept Houston to 1 run there and allowed the Yankee offense to go to work on Verlander. And again, a good situation to see him out-duel Justin Verlander, the veteran there, a righty and probably future Hall of Famer. I know it's not the usual Verlander we're used to, but still it's Verlander. And for Heald, just takes another step there and really just says, you know, solidifying himself in this Yankee starting rotation. So really not too much to complain about. So the Yankees now will head on. Got a weekend series against another AL East foe, the Tampa Bay Rays. And this is not all the same thing here. Not your typical Tampa Bay Rays. You know, I mean, at least going into this series right now at 19-19 at 500 there. So if you look at the AL East, it's, you know, I kind of mentioned this in the YouTube episodes, and it's probably what it's going to be for the most of the way throughout the rest of the season. It's Yankees and Orioles there up the top. Right now, the Orioles, two less losses than the Yankees there, so they just got a little, they were up by half a game or a game, and it's probably going to be neck and neck with these two teams the entire way there. And again, you know, the Yankees, again, as I mentioned, took it on the chin there in Camden Yards. I kind of dove into that more in the YouTube episode, but it wasn't like devastating losses. They were all kind of close, more or less, except, you know, there was the one game, it was like 7-2 they lost. Other than that, the Yankees right there, and that was, again, a period where the Yankee offense was kind of sputtering a little bit. Looks like it's back on track a little bit. So had this Yankee offense the way it is now maybe played in those games, maybe it's a different story. Maybe looking at a 2-2 split, or maybe the Yankees go 3-4. Who knows? But it looks like right now it's just going to be Yankees and Orioles the rest of the way there for the AL East. And this looks like the Rays just aren't as good as they were last season. But again, still have a lot more to go, and teams could get hot. So I'm not going to count the Rays out. I'm not even counting Houston out, even though right now they're like 12-25. I still think at some point maybe they could get a little bit of a run in them. And maybe they'll make some moves around the trade deadline as well there. So right now, good stuff in the Yankee land. Gerrit Cole, again, he threw off the mound there, so he kind of he's working his way back. They say 4 to 6 weeks, so you're looking at maybe some time, a timetable in June. And of course, you know, you also have Dominguez, the Martian, also starting his rehabbing, not a game yet, but again, doing drills and hitting and all that stuff as he works his way back there. And kind of a funny moment, as you know, we know there's no more John Sterling. As we also know, you got Justin Schachtel, both as Emmanuel Barberi, chipping in there on the WFAN with Susan Waldman. And they kind of highlighted this on the Boomer and Geo morning show there on WFAN. Kind of how, you know, Barberi kind of made a good point that, hey, it's great that Jason Dominguez is working his way back. And it's Susan kind of, I don't know if it was cool by her, but again, just they're conversing. She kind of shot him down right away saying, well, why is that good news? If he comes up here, that means someone's going to lose his job. Well, okay, but you want that option of having a good, healthy Jason Dominguez to create that. I mean, sometimes you want those problems. You don't want to be. You don't want the opposite situation where you're so thin and you're grasping for straws and you're going for like Jake Bowers or Franchi Cordero to fill some holes there. I mean, you want a healthy Jason Dominguez to create that problem, and we'll see what happens down the road. Now, it'd be nice if there was a spot for him to play and sort of just hit the ground running here on a major league level. That would be great. But if not, it's not the end of the world. And so I don't know why Susan was so like downplaying it. And I think what else it also does, it creates competition. So if you're someone like Verdugo, you want to stay on your toes because, hey, if you're not hitting well, you're going to lose your job. I don't think Judge would ever lose his job, even though he, you know, again, didn't have the greatest Aprils of the world there. And in right field, Soto. Hey, look, I don't think Soto's losing his job to Jason Dominguez. So I don't know what Susan's so worried about. The only person that maybe possibly could lose his job is Stanton as the DH there. But again, Stanton is picking it up. But if he doesn't, if he falters, and if he starts to revert back to the Stanton we saw last season, then hey, he's on notice that if you're not going to contribute and play well, then you're going to probably lose some of your playing time to Dominguez. And I think that's the way it should be. But I think the threat of Dominguez coming up there and possibly replacing him, I think that would help Stanton be a better player. So that's all good stuff to have a healthy Jason Dominguez there. And again, I don't know if you listened to the Boom and Geo show, if you heard that whole take, or if you were listening to the broadcast when that happened, but this was kind of a weird moment for Susan. Like, so what do you want to do? You want to root for him to be like not healthy again, or just take 2 years to rehab? Like, what do you want? So kind of just thought to point that out. I don't know if you heard that or not. So that's the episode. Yankees now have this weekend series in Tampa. Not the same Tampa team as maybe usual, but still it's going to be tough as Tampa's down there. It's the terrible ballpark I hate. It's just uncomfortable to watch a game there, you know, especially a ninth inning there. You never feel comfortable. Your clothes are just that infield track, you know, ground balls that normally be ground outs normally squeeze through the holes there, and you get it's a fast track there, and doubles become triples and singles become triples, and I don't know, it's just a very uncomfortable ballpark to watch a game. I don't like it, but it's on TV. So that's the episode. Things are going well. We'll catch you next time.